det er angående, nu skal vi ikke prædike gerningens lære, men at tro kommer af gerningen. Og så
We shouldn't preach works, but that faith come by hearing.
Og så står der i Lukas 13.
In Luke 13:24 says,
can you? Der står, vi skal kæmpe for at komme ind gennem den snævre port.
You can read that verse.
Strive to enter in the straight gate. For many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able.
Yeah. I preached a sermon on this right before I left.
Ja, Kevin siger, at han prædikede et budskab om det her, lige før han tog afsted, om at man skal kæmpe for at komme ind i Guds rige, af den snævre port.
I wonder if I can give it you in a nutshell.
Måske kan jeg give jer det bare meget kort i en nødskal.
I called the sermon, don't forget to get saved.
Jeg har kaldt prædiken, glem nu ikke at blive frelst.
You know, sometimes people, they develop an interest in Christianity.
Nogle mennesker, de tager sådan en interesse i kristendom, som udvikler sig.
Or maybe their husband or wife gets saved and they follow along with them.
Og måske er der en ægte mand eller en ægte hustru, som følger sin ægtefælle ind ved at de bliver frelst.
But they fail to come themselves.
Men de kommer ikke selv til frelse.
A guy, as Jesus is teaching here, a man comes to him with a question in verse 23.
I vers 23 her, Lukas 13:23, så kommer der en mand her og spørger ham.
Lord, are there few saved?
Er der kun nogle få, der bliver frelst?
Notice Jesus does not even answer his question.
Og Jesus svarer ikke engang hans spørgsmål.
He comes to him with a question about salvation.
Han kommer til ham med et spørgsmål om frelse.
So why doesn't Jesus answer him?
Så hvorfor svarer Herren så ikke?
And the answer is because his attitude is all wrong by his question.
Og det gør han ikke, fordi hans attitude er helt forkert med sit spørgsmål.
It's kind of a general academic question about salvation.
Det er sådan et generelt akademisk spørgsmål.
How many people will be in heaven?
Hvor mange mennesker vil være i himlen?
Will there only be few because of what you're saying?
Vil der kun være få ud fra hvad du siger her?
You know, will there be more in hell?
Vil der være flere i helvede?
It's got no real effect on this person's life.
Det har ingen effekt i den her persons liv.
You know, he's talking about how many people will be in heaven and hell, like it's some academic subject, like maths or physics.
Ja, så han taler om det på sådan en akademisk måde.
Yeah, you know, coming there. So, you know, Nicodemus did the same thing, didn't he? You know, you're a teacher, I'm a teacher.
Nicodemus, han gjorde det samme. Du en lærer, jeg en lærer. Underviser.
We know you from God because I've judged all the evidence.
Ja, vi ved at du er fra Gud, for jeg har bedømt alle beviserne.
Yeah, he spoke like he was on par with Christ there.
Så han talte som om han var på linje med Jesus der.
What did Jesus tell him from his attitude?
Men ud fra hans attitude så svarede Jesus.
You must be born again, Nicodemus.
Nicodemus, du må blive født på ny.
Yeah, we must humble ourselves. You see, now he says here, he turns to the crowd.
Der står her, at han vender sig til skaren.
And he says, strive to enter through the narrow gate.
Han siger, kæmpe for at komme ind gennem den snævre port.
Yeah, because this striving is something, by this person's just apathetic attitude, it's something that's missing from him.
Der er et eller andet i den her persons attitude, som mangler.
Yeah, the word strive here means to agonize.
A different word than agonize.
Is that what it says in yours anyway?
No, I don't. Hvad hedder agonize?
Oh, you don't understand agonize. Like in agony over soul. Someone's really troubled about the soul.
Ja, den her person er ikke virkelig bekymret for sin sjæls tilstand.
Yeah, you see, this is obviously something that's absent in this guy from his question.
Så helt tydeligt så mangler det her hos den her fyr.
The narrow gate is Christ.
Den snævre port, det er Kristus.
You see, the lesson I taught here is, how do you know anything about this experience?
Så den undervisning jeg gav her, det var, kender du noget til den her oplevelse, den her erfaring? Har du den her erfaring?
Where someone comes to the point of, you know, where they are desperate.
Hvor du kommer til den her tilstand, hvor du er desperat.
You know, you see, the person who is striving to enter in.
Den person, som stræber efter at komme ind.
They don't come to Christ asking general questions.
Så kommer de ikke hen til Kristus for at stille sådan nogle generelle spørgsmål.
You know, about this, that and the other, Bible trivia.
Om det ene og det andet, sådan bibel.
But they want to know, they say, Lord, I, as it stands now, I'm going to perish.
Så vil man, hvis man havde den rigtige indstilling, så ville man komme hen og sige, Herre, hvis sådan som det står til nu, så vil jeg gå fortabt.
Are you the Christ, or do I look for another?
Er du Kristus, eller skal jeg lede efter en anden?
You know, this person comes desperate.
Så kommer sådan en person desperat.
You know, because they've come under a proper conviction of sin there.
Fordi der er de kommet hen til overbevisning om synd.
You know, so this is the striving where it talks about many will seek to enter in but not be able.
Og så siger han også, mange skal stræbe efter at komme ind, men de vil ikke kunne.
What's the difference between striving and merely seeking but not being able to?
Hvad er forskellen på at virkelig stræbe eller? Yeah.
Well, I believe, you know, seeking, you know, many people
søge.
Wish to be in heaven.
Der er der mange, der gerne vil i himlen.
They'll say, yeah, I wish to be saved at some point.
Ja, men der gerne frelses på et tidspunkt.
But you know, it's apathetic about it.
Men de er ligegyldige omkring det.
You know, it's not the most important thing to them.
Det er faktisk ikke den vigtigste ting for dem.
But this is the thing for a true Christian, those who know something of this striving.
Men dem, der kender noget til den her stræben, de har den her erfaring.
The relationship to God, being right with God, is the most important thing in
den
the life.
Den vigtigste ting for dem i deres liv, det er at have et rigtigt forhold, ret forhold til Gud.
You know, that's the true Christianity is seek ye first the kingdom of God and all other things added on.
Yeah, so for den kristen der er sådan at søg først Guds rige, så alle de andre ting, yeah, de bliver føjet til.
Being my relationship to God is the most important thing.
Mit forhold til Gud, det er det allervigtigste.
Yeah. Christian does other things.
Kristne gør også andre ting.
But they are an addition.
Men de er en tilføjelse.
You see, but the false religious person has other things at the center of his life.
Men den falske religiøse person, han har alle de andre ting i sit centrum i sit liv.
And Christ is an addition.
Og så er Kristus en tilføjelse.
You know, there are many Christians today who professing Christians who are just after some secondary issue.
Der er mange bekendte kristne, som bare er interesseret i nogle sekundære ting.
It can be something good.
Og det kan også være nogle gode ting.
It could be, you know, they could be all about the family, homeschooling, Calvinism.
Om kalvinisme, eller om hjemmeundervisning, eller om familien. Nogle af de ting, der kunne være gode.
Arguing against Calvinism.
Eller også argumentere imod kalvinisme.
You know, certain form of evangelism.
Eller en bestemt form for evangelisme. Og evangelisere på
some people
måde.
Are all about good works, feeding the homeless.
Og der er mange, de går rigtig meget op i at gøre gode gerninger og give de hjemløse mad.
Fighting against abortion. Nothing eller wrong with a lot of these things.
Eller kæmpe mod abort, og der er ikke noget galt i de her ting.
But they should not be the main thing.
Men de skulle bare ikke være de vigtigste, den første ting.
You know, you see, Christ, their addition is Christ is only a means to get to this main thing,
så
the other issue.
For dem der er Kristus bare et middel til at nå hen til det her mål, som er sekundære ting.
You know, some are, they love the main thing to them, maybe Israel or the end times.
Og måske er den primære ting for dem Israel eller endetiden.
Or creationism.
Eller for eksempel undervisning om, eller hvad hedder det, lære
yeah,
om skabelsen.
Christ has got to be the main thing.
Men Kristus må være
Christ
den.
Christ in me.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Kristus skal være det mest centrale.
Yeah, but listen, for a warning here though, because we can, as Christians, we can fall in.
Men som kristen,
to let in someone, something else take a center place more than it should.
Vi kunne godt nogle gange som kristne tillade nogle ting at komme ind og få en plads, som de ikke skal have.
But the difference is it won't stay. God's going to convict us at some point, and we say, whoa, whatever it is, no matter how important, we put Christ right where he should be.
Men Gud, han skal nok få rettet op, så der bliver balance, så Kristus igen er i centrum.
So striving really is realizing, you know, our relationship to God is the most
so
important thing there.
Er her i den her sammenhæng at, you know, at sørge for forhold til Gud rigtigt.
Is there anything between me and you?
Så et spørgsmål er faktisk,
you
know, Herre, Gud, er der noget mellem dig og mig?
Me and I and you.
Yeah, we could because a Christian might not lose our salvation, but we're concerned, aren't we, or not, about just having fellowship with God. We can't go on like having something between us, which just makes us miserable.
Ja, som kristen så kan vi ikke fortsætte, hvis der er en ting mellem mig og Gud. Det gør os elendige. Vi har det dårligt med det.
You see, the false convert can just go on in the sin. It doesn't matter to
men
them.
Men den falske kristen, han kan sagtens fortsætte sådan.
Oh, but with us, no. The Lord doesn't let us.
Men det vil Herren ikke tillade med os som kristne.
Because he chastises us, doesn't he? And he brings
men
us back.
Han slugter os og får os tilbage. Emmanuel.